That completes our old business. Moving on to other business, our first item of other business is a change of zone, number 1694, CMF Bayside LLC, clarification of a condition.
Mr. Chairman, this application was recommended for approval by the Planning Commission, the County Council, when they held their public hearing on April 13th of this year. They adopted the condition, or the ordinance with a condition that states the site plan for parcel H shall show an additional pedestrian and vehicular connection to and from Founders Avenue within Americana Bayside MRRPC. We reviewed the minutes of the February 25th meeting, and it indicated that the applicant stated that there would be a pedestrian connection to Founders Avenue and not a vehicular connection from the commercial site. The pedestrian and vehicular connection was proposed to be from the site to Americana Parkway. I provided you copies of the minutes of that meeting, Mr. letter, and the applicant has requested, was it the commission's intent to require both pedestrian and vehicular?
And Mr. Chairman, I can answer that. And no, it wasn't. This was more of a transpositional error on my part, was I was looking at the site plan and the minutes. So I will say a mea culpa on this, that I simply wrote this the wrong way. So I'm grateful that the applicant did catch this error, and I would like to make a amended condition to condition number 24 that would reflect what the minutes and what was presented by the applicant. And Mr. Chairman, I move that condition number 24 of the change of zone number 1694 for Carl M. Freeman Bayside LLC be amended to indicate that the pedestrian connection be to found pedestrian connection only to Founders Avenue, and that the pedestrian and vehicular connection be to and from the site from Americana Parkway.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve clarification of the condition as stated in the motion for change of zone number 1694 CMF Bayside LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?